Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Back again on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's actually going to be a Wednesday. You'll find that out in a sec. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. Happy Wednesday. Jackie Baseball, listen. I know as we watch the Dodgers mow through the Milwaukee Brewers, we want to tell ourselves, we put up a valiant effort. I say crap to all that. Crap, crap, crap. No coping.
Yes.
Holler at your boy.
It's not what you said in the meeting.
Yeah.
At all.
Loser energy over there.
First off, it makes me feel 100 times better. We're right there. Run it back. Phil is 2026. It was always a 2026 Phil.
You know why it doesn't make me feel better? Because now I'm looking at Milwaukee and I was like, well, if we don't, you know, dumb away two games, we're crushing Milwaukee. We're in there, maybe we win the World Series.
Yeah.
I don't feel better about it at all. I don't feel want the Dodgers to. Yes, you do. Yes, you. I know you too well.
Me
I know either. You too well.
We're fine.
You know he's telling himself.
Oh,
he was so happy.
Come on.
When they broke it open last night?
Yeah, when they broke it open last night.
Shohei, please hit that single into right. Shohei. So I'm going to get shirts made. Bellinger and Bregman, 2025. Yep. That's a sick individual.
Total loser energy. Big show, as it always is, at 3 o'clock. Larry, speaking of the Phils, Larry Anderson will join us one last time for this season to wrap
eulogy.
Up. To wrap up the Phils 2025 season. Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3:30, now that we actually have Flyers to talk about. So, and the rumor is Broads
hit me with his damn stick, too.
Oh, yeah, he's here. He's dangerous.
Well, not that stick.
I always rub my stick.
He has a stick with him.
Yeah, you might want to. Well,
he walks around the stick all the time.
I don't think you guys are helping each other. I think you should hold on to that, actually.
He's always just got a stick.
There it is.
He's holding on to it.
Yep. Baldy joins us at 4 and the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings at 4:30. But we do start the show off. It is I say it's Wednesday, every Wednesday, but Carson hasn't played here in a number of years. But there is the possibility that Carson Wentz will start against the Eagles on Sunday. So given that we have spent so many days talking about how bad the Eagles offense is, I thought we could talk a little bit about Carson. Because Carson is a really interesting figure in the history of Philadelphia sports. We have a bunch of players that have stories that are unlike any others. Nick Foles' story is unlike any other. Even Michael Vick's story here, is a story of redemption. Carson's story is different. And I think since there's been enough time, he's been on a few different teams, I think it's a good time to look back, talk about how we felt then, how we feel now, if you're rooting for him. You know, because Carson had that great season in 2017, was part of the Eagles winning their first Super Bowl. You know, would have won the MVP if he didn't get hurt.
Yep.
But then after that, it became complicated. It became complicated for a lot of reasons. It became complicated because Nick Foles was just here. It became complicated because he didn't have, a great, group of players offensively around him. And then it became complicated because of Carson himself, and the vibe was not good within, and then eventually asked to not be here anymore, and Carson got traded. And I think there was a time where at that point, if you had asked people, how do you feel about Carson, people were like, get him out of here. I hope he doesn't ever succeed. But now he's been humbled. He's been on a few different teams. So I'll start with you, Ike. Is Here's what I want to know. 215-592-9494. Is when you look back on it, do you think more about the great 2017 season? Do you think more about how it ended? And are you rooting for him now? Are you rooting for him? Are you rooting against him? Are you ambivalent, you know, about how he does?
Yeah.
When you look back on it, what do you think most about the Carson era? And then what do you think now?
Well, let me just say, as the president of the LTBB, I'm hoping that was a rhetorical question. That's a nonsense question to me.
I know how you feel.
I'll always root for the guy as long as he's not playing the Eagles.
Okay, yeah, you're not rooting
for him.
I've always stuck
to that. I'm happy he's still in the league. I'm happy he's getting another opportunity. Listen, there are times I think about Wentz from his times back then, and you say to yourself, How could this not have gone right?
Right.
Like, if we had kept him here, and this is no offense to Jalen or anybody else, so this has nothing to do with Jalen.
This is only about Carson. There's no passive-aggressive Jalen stuff. No,
well, especially for me.
Well, yeah.
Yes. And me.
Well, shut up.
Well, because, you know, if I wanted to be passive-aggressive against Jalen, I would just start saying, boy, it would have been great if Carson was here. But I don't.
You hated Wentz. So,
I did.
So, yeah, you're not going to do that.
No,
so,
I'm not.
I'm just saying he had all of the physical tools that I think you look for in a quarterback. He had the size. He had the arm strength. He could throw the ball from different angles. He had the swashbuckler mentality where, you know, he didn't mind taking risk. Like, that's the way he played the game, sometimes to a detriment to the team. And obviously the 2017 season, the first Super Bowl championship ever, that doesn't happen. That story will never be told without Carson Wentz being a part of the story. So he's a part of Eagles history.
Yep.
He's a part of Eagles history. I just wish it had ended better. You know, if he wasn't going to finish his career here, I think the way that it ended was terrible in 2020. Like that, I don't know how it could have been any worse than that season in 2020. It couldn't get right. And you almost think about what could have been. What could have been. From a physical standpoint, but then I also say, I don't know if he was mentally ready to play here.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Like, let's assume he doesn't get hurt, right?
Yeah.
And maybe they win the Super Bowl, maybe who knows what happens, but let's assume he doesn't get hurt. Because I think a lot of us think of this is what you're saying, what could have been.
Yeah.
But I don't know necessarily that it was the injury that prevented it from happening. It was a part of it.
Yes.
And the injury and them going on to win the Super Bowl without him didn't help.
That was a large part of it, yes. You ask him, he says if he could trade in positions with a quarterback for a day, who would it be?
Yeah, it would be Nick in that game. Yeah.
So that shows you what it meant to him.
Yep.
Having somebody else do that on a team that drafted him as their franchise quarterback and everything they poured into him from a developmental standpoint, he was bought all the way into that. But even with that, there's still, I think, now I come to learn this or come to this realization later, I don't know if he was built to play here.
From a feedback
standpoint? From a mental standpoint,
From
a mental standpoint. And that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not built to play here. And I don't know if Wentz was mentally built to play here. I don't know. And it's hard to say that with any sort of strong sort of belief in it, only because I can't undersell having your backup go win the Super Bowl and be the Super Bowl MVP, and essentially the whole city falls in love with him after they were just in love with you.
And he's still here the next year.
And he's still here. Like, there's no way that didn't play a part in his development from where he was prior to that injury to where he was after that moving forward. I don't see how that didn't have a direct impact on him.
Well, and you say, you know, not built to play here. I think, and I've mentioned this a few times talking about other players. The thing that you don't get the advantage of is when you get drafted here is you don't get the advantage of coming here when you're 30 and being a more fully formed adult, more fully formed man, been in different situations, understand how good you have it. You come here as a 22 or 23 year old and thrown into the fire of being in the middle of Philadelphia, the most important position on the most important team. I don't know how many people are. It's one of the things that's good about Jalen is that he doesn't seem affected by all of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the outside stuff, and there was some inside stuff too. You know, he wasn't totally willing to work on what he needed to work on and adjust what he needed to work. And who knows how much the Nick Foles and Super Bowl thing plays along with. So this is a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We are looking back on the Carson Wentz era. What do you remember more? Do you remember the good times? Do you remember the bad times? And are you rooting for him?
I remember the good times.
Yeah.
Still the best quarterback season, arguably.
Ever.
Well, for the history of
the league. For the Eagles.
Yeah, I picked the Vic season,
it's arguably.
Yes,
it's
arguably
the best individual quarterback season.
215-592-9494.
McNabb's 04 was pretty damn good.
Was pretty damn good. Jack, well, yeah, what's happening? Still,
I mean, that was 32 touchdowns in basically 14 games.
Yeah. You're rooting. You're still rooting.
You kidding
me? Still believe?
Does he believe in Carson? Absolutely not.
Okay.
But Carson. I hope he comes back and has a good career. Like, I'm rooting for Carson.
Yeah.
I don't really have the ill will towards him. Of course, at the end, I want him gone just like everyone else. But that was what it was. I definitely look back and I think about the 17 season. And I think we had Josh Allen before Josh Allen, and I actually look at it more disappointing than anything. Because I think we had it. We had the big armed quarterback that could stand the pressure of and run around and make magical plays, and it just crap fired, you know?
It's so crap fired.
Crap fired.
Crap fired?
Yeah.
That's not
that
a word.
Is, boy,
I meant
you
to say
are.
Backfire.
Are you built for this?
That just like Carson.
Are you built for this city?
Mark Elfritz?
Crap fired?
Right. But he was the best.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Here on this Wednesday, what do you remember? You remember the good times and the bad times? Are you rooting for him to succeed as we may see him on Sunday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Black Gritty starts us off. Black Gritty, you're on WIP.
First of all, thank you, Corey. See, I told you that Spike and I are professionals. We could do this. So I'm glad I got to take a spot today. Nolo, Bryce better get himself together. Ike, yes. Happy birthday, Libra brother. I'm on out for the weekend, so you got Thursday, I got Friday. So I'd say it to you today, brother. Let me be first.
Happy birthday.
Because I'm going out.
Yep.
Happy Wednesday.
You're coming back, though, right?
Huh?
You're going out. I mean, you're coming back, though, right?
Girl, take me out for the weekend. It depends on how good the weekend is.
Yeah.
I might not come back. You know what I mean? Your boy might not. Your boy got a passport. let me say happy Wednesday. I was calling for from Smith and Brown to defend Jalen today, but I'll go back and talk about Wentz because it is a Wednesday. No one could ever tell me not to love Carson Wentz. That year was a great year, and it was second best to Donovan McNabb and Michael Vick. It was the third best for me. But I can't have a Super Bowl without him having that year. When he went out there on a broke leg and still went out there against L.A., went back out on the court, that's your Kobe Bryant, Corey. That's your Kobe Bryant, Chuck. That was Kobe Bryant. My boy went out there to bust a wheel and said, nah, son, I got to see it through. And then he gets to watch another man eat his lunch and take his victory laps. And then – He died for our sins and left me with a whole bunch of first-round picks so I can go get my second Super Bowl. I got two Super Bowls because of Carson Wentz. Is anybody 6 days not to say something crazy? Just know I lived most of my life suffering without a bowl, okay? I got two because of you, Carson. Brian DeBosco, Broncos. And let me tell you something. I can talk to you a while.
Go ahead.
But last week, I said we was going to lose to the Giants. Everybody came at me on the internet telling me I'm crazy. I'm telling you again, the Broncos got the buckets, because if I got to deal with Brown and Ringo, Ringo's mama better be working on this kid on the sideline, boy. I know she's out here in these streets. She better get on him.
Relax, man.
Somebody better tell somebody.
Like a Yoshi call.
Yoshi stole my favorite. I love you, Yoshi, but you know what happened, Yoshi. You know what happened. But let me just tell you. You better lock somebody down, because I got to deal with Justin Jefferson, and if I got to deal with Carson coming back and beat me down like this on defense when the offense looks like it does, hey, Saquon, you had six people that rated you in the documentary. You better get more than 3 yards of carry. You worried about my quarterback. Somebody better rush and do something, because we about to lose to the Broncos and get bucked. Happy birthday, I miss you, baby. I'll talk to y'all. Have a good day.
All right, see you, Black
Happy birthday, BG.
Let me tell you.
How about that Black Gritty back?
Yeah, well,
I'm not expecting that.
Came for you. Came for the early birthday.
It's cheating. All good, yes.
Cheating, getting the day and getting in
cheating.
Early.
Yes,
it is cheating,
was.
But whatever. We'll allow it. Look, if Quinion Mitchell doesn't play on Sunday, that is.
And Jordan Addison is back. He's no slouch either.
That's not great. If you have a defense that can't get to the quarterback and also can't cover, they might be in real. I wonder if Cooper ends up playing outside or something, or if Dory Jackson and Keeley Ringo. No offense to either guy,
Bennett is still out.
Yeah,
what's he hurt with?
He's on IR. It was a elbow thing. It was an arm thing.
Oh, that's right, because he did. He had that elbow thing. On. Yeah. I was like, man, what is he doing?
What's he got? Tommy John?
Well, get back out there. I don't know. We don't even know if he's good.
That's according to
that. That's true, yeah.
I've been
living on a wing and a prayer there. Yeah,
yeah, we need Quinion. If all the Carson fans out there may get their big game wish on Sunday if we're rolling out, you know, the Adoree Jackson and
Keeley
Ringo.
We do not want to be in a shootout.
No. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, you know, I'm a team player. You know, I can give up. You know, I ain't got to always bet at the two or the three hole. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can put me wherever, you know what I'm saying? Some guys, you know.
That's your boy Jack did that, man. Jack put you on. He put you second.
Hey, you know, I know. I told you.
This has all been worked behind the scenes. Everyone relax.
Listen, you know, we got some players that they can only bet where they bet. You know, I ain't going to say no names.
Yeah. Our top three guys.
Hey, but look. Man, Carson Wentz. Look, I really don't got no, like, opinion. I used to be on a Wentz wagon. I love Carson Wentz. But my thing with Wentz was, like, what really turned him against me was, like when they was like, oh, he don't want to be in this. He don't want to play for us. Like, he requested a trade. Like, not a lot of players request a trade from the Eagles. So that means that you told me you ain't want to be a part of my team no more. So now I got to turn on.
Yeah, but they gave up on him, Corey. He didn't give up on you. Remember that? Carson did it. You timeout. You timeout. He did not give up.
You turned him down.
I did, because it has to be said.
Get it out.
He didn't turn his back on the fans. The Eagles turned their back on Carson. Might have been the right call. But.
You mean by drafting Jalen?
Yeah. Right after you led the team and had a freak concussion. I mean, what'd you want him to do?
A 19 season. And end of that 19 season is underrated.
Oh, right. You
not talked about
that
enough.
No, I'm just saying,
it's
man.
Talked about enough on this show.
It's not talked about enough, man.
Whoa.
I mean, you see
4,000 yards?
Yeah, with Greg Ward and...
No one over 500 yards receiving?
Yeah, hell, I don't even know who else we had.
Stunk. But drug plumbers to the playoffs.
look, let me say, like, listen, Carson Wentz, like I said, I don't know if he would have won the Super Bowl. Like, y'all know me, I'm not an if guy. I can't do no ifs. I can only say what happened.
Oh, we were winning the Super Bowl that year. That was the best team in football.
He was balling, you know what I'm saying? So by what I see was I think he would have got it done. But all I know is when you turn your back on my team, I can't.
That's fair. Yeah,
so I got
that's
so fair. On Sunday, I'm nervous. I ain't going to lie, I'm nervous. I'm hoping it's J.J. McCarthy because, you know, that's a Michigan boy. I want to put him through the grave too, you know what I'm saying? Because he did some stuff to my team too. So either one of them. But, you know, real quick, to close out the call, I just got to say something real quick. And I got a question for Spike. You know, this is a civil conversation because, you know, yesterday, Spike, Ike, and Steph Joyner, they brought something up. And it's like, I just got a question with the Jalen stuff. You know,
you're asking me.
Yeah, or just okay. How come Jalen is the only quarterback? I'm not going to say the only quarterback, but he's the only guy that got to earn his spot every week. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Patrick Mahomes can be bad for 6 months. People still say he the top. Joe Burrow can miss 3-4 years, right?
He's still in the elite group. Yep, Joe Burrow in the elite group every year.
If Hurts has one or two bad games, now he the 14th best. Yeah.
Well, because do you want a real answer?
You can't wait to drop him out of the rankings.
The real answer is, and truthfully, no one was buying it last year. When I say no one, I don't mean no one, but I mean there is a larger – when you hear me say that I wasn't buying it, it's not – I'm not on an island. I think there were a lot of people last year, a lot of – whether they're national, whether they're former backup quarterbacks, whoever they are, who saw what the Eagles did and had respect for what he did do, but still in the back of their mind were thinking, still not buying it. And the reason that he is in that position is from watching. I think there are a lot of quarterbacks in the league that when you watch them, you think to yourself, I get it. And when you watch Jalen, I think there are a lot of people that think, I don't. And I think the reason that he is in that situation is because there were a lot of people that, even though they won the Super Bowl, thought to themselves, still not buying it. And I think that's why. And I understand it. I understand your perspective, and I understand they won, and he was ended up being a big part of why they won. But I also understand what I believe. And I'm not... I don't think I've jumped on him very hard this year at all.
Well, you had him at the seventh best quarterback.
Yes.
Are you taking that back?
What? No.
Okay.
I mean, until we swore off rankings.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah. I had in front of him, I had Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen, who is Lamar.
Listen, we'll take seven now.
Yeah, I know. I had Stafford and I had Baker.
Yeah, we'll take seven.
Yeah, we had Baker. But if you're going to do rankings all year long, it's very hard to have him top 10 or something. He hasn't played that way. So if you want an honest answer, I think a lot of people weren't buying it. And I think a lot of people that's why they're asking him to prove it, because they didn't see what they see out of quarterback, what they're expecting to see out of top quarterbacks. Yeah. That's the honest answer.
He hasn't played great, but I'm going to just close out the call. Everybody say, like, I just brought it up with the people, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody can play here. But all I know is all these quarterbacks is great. With Jalen Hurts got a stacked deck, I know we going to the Super Bowl, minimal. I can't say that about everybody else because I ain't
going to do it. We also lost in the first round.
That's cool. Hey,
Twice.
I ain't seen Josh Allen been there with no stacked deck.
Okay.
Lamar, all them other guys, Burrow, Baker, he got a stacked deck now.
He's got stacked. Well, but hold on. You want to do this on Sunday? They put up 30 points. No Mike Evans. No Godwin. No Egbuka. The running back, what's his name?
Bucky Irvin
wasn't there, and he went and he beat the Niners defense. Now they had some injuries, but put up 30 points. And you know what? To your eye, you watch that, and that game was Baker.
You're right.
Baker.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm just saying though. As you do that, expectation rises.
Yes, so absolutely. I'm waiting for the Baker fall.
Playoff,
yes.
I don't want to hear no Mike Evans excuse if he ain't there, because in week five you lit the Niners defense up. That's the thing. That's
okay. All right. Fine. Okay.
I know you're keeping records. Corey's keeping receipts.
Yeah, I know that. I think I've been very measured in my Jalen stuff this year, actually.
Totally.
By and large. You have not been measured.
I've been very measured.
No.
I do is tell the truth.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Jalen, coming up next, one of the true haters had a story that has a thought.
One of the original haters.
Yeah, top of the line hater. And some other sort of, other sort of things around the NFL from media talking about what's going on with the Eagles. And we continue to talk about Carson. What do you remember more? How it ended or how it started? And are you rooting for him? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.